Let's mix it up, huh, dude?
Let's do it.
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future, what do you have today, Ghostwriter?
All right. Speaking of ghost, let's go ahead and hear audio of all of Klay Thompson's made shots yesterday.
All right. I don't like what you're doing.
There you go.
I don't like what you're doing. I don't like what you're doing.
A swish and a three. Jesus. But have no fear, guys, because speaking of overrated, Steve Kerr says we'll worry about the future of Golden State later.
We've been really blessed here with amazing players and, you know, multiple championships and finals appearances and the highest of highs. And this is the flip side. This is life. This is how it works. You don't get to stay on top forever. So what happens this summer and going into next year, we'll worry about that later.
I agree. Like, look. First of all, they've already gotten their championship after Kevin Durant. Like, I was already supremely jealous that they got to get their fourth. You know, the Heat are banging their heads against you tell Eric Spoelstra when he's asked about, you know, leading his team over. We haven't let him anywhere in 10 years. Like, he's a maniac. He wants to get all the way to the top. They've gotten back to the top. Yeah, okay, sorry. You got bounced from the play-in. Boo-hoo. It's been an amazing – you get a more amazing run than what the Warriors have had over the last 10 years with right. What they've been able to do. Klay Thompson, go make a gazillion dollars in Orlando and go cry to your mama.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Woo! Sad Klay Thompson.
Sad Klay Thompson. He's gonna be in the teacups.
Wrong with
He's gonna be crying in the teacups.
Can I just say this?
He's gonna be crying.
He don't talk trash.
I don't think he is going to be crying.
No, the guy hasn't done nothing but
Oh, yes, he does. He's like, I'm not in the top 75. That's outrageous. Get out of here, dude. He's going to have the little Mickey ears and tears. Little Mickey ears and tears.
It's great. You know, I'm kind of scared of that team.
That did give it more.
It is. That is a good addition for Orlando, though.
Oh, man, he is a shooter.
That's really great.
He's got everything else.
They're already the fifth seed, aren't they?
Yeah.
Secretly, kind of good. Whatever.
But, I mean, paying him $50 million a year, kind of crazy.
There you go. And then you realize you're the Magic.
Might as well do it when you don't got to pay anybody, though. Who else are they paying? Maybe Franz Wagner. Does he get an extension yet?
I mean, yeah, at this point.
It's probably like his second or third year, right? Oh, no. He played with Dunks.
No, Mo played with Dunks. I think Franz was after them.
Okay.
All right. What else you got, Marcos, in the mixed bag besides dancing on Klay Thompson's Golden State Warriors grave?
Oh, I guess we got nothing else then. No, I'm actually going on an apology tour.
Huh.
Yeah. But I'm not the one apologizing. I'm demanding apologies from everyone. Because so far, everything that I said has come to fruition or is on the way to come to fruition. And it just proves that I was right the whole time.
What are you talking about?
All right, so I was right about Klay Thompson. Everyone knows that. Another thing I've been right about, I don't hate Tua. You know, regardless of what you people accuse me of, I don't necessarily hate Tua.
I disagree with the way you've been treating him.
Well, old noodle arm needs to pick it up.
Jesus.
One thing that he has done is decided, maybe I do need to get a little bit more mobile. Maybe I do need to potentially jump a few lbs. Would it kill you?
Tua was fat last year. Everybody
I mean, Ryan Clark did, and then you know Tua got.
He didn't like that though. He said he was good. He said, "I wish you keep your name out my name out your mouth."
Yeah. Well, I wish he went longer than just for the white belt in judo.
I actually agree with that.
What is that, dude? Talk about what? You get a Groupon and it ran out.
You're always learning.
Nonetheless, Chris Greer says this whole idea to slim down, you didn't even have to tell Tua that.
No, I think this, to his credit, like he's trying to do everything he can to do what he can to be great. And that's been from day one when, you know, Mike and him connected here and working through this first season and then making the changes off season, working through last year, staying healthy, leading the league in passing. And now this is his next evolution. As Mike has told you guys, we feel like there is a whole nother step that he can take. And so we're excited about his future.
That's right. There's a whole nother step you can take. And then another one, and then another one, and then another one as he runs for the first time in his career. And I appreciate that he's slimmer now to do it.
But here's the thing, like for the Dolphin fans, and I like Dolphins Twitter and all that. I have a fun time on there. But you guys keep showing me these same three games from his rookie season. He's never been a runner. Like, even when he was at Alabama, like, this is not a guy who is elite. He likes to throw the football. I don't understand why everybody thinks he's going to turn into Josh Allen all of a sudden.
That's what they go to. That's what they go to. But, you want Tua to be more like Josh Allen, right, Marcos?
No, I want him to be more like Mahomes. Selective with his scrambling when it matters most.
You're selective with your scramble.
Oh, okay.
Right. Like, okay, but you know what? I wanted to be Robert Smith. I wanted to be able to run a 4.3. Them cards wasn't on the table for me.
That was fast.
I had to play. I had to play the way I played. Like, and there's nothing wrong with that. Why can't he be the best version of who he is instead of trying to be like somebody else? Josh Allen ain't gonna never be Lamar Jackson. He ain't that fast.
That's true. What else you got in the apparently now Marcos was right mixed bag?
Correct. The first one, Clay. Second one that, even Tua agrees. He needs to be a little bit more mobile. This is one more from Chris.
I don't like
Green.
That you're saying
that.
Yeah, what are you getting thinner for?
Okay, the first time he scrambles and get knocked out, what are you going to say then?
I'm going to cry.
Right, like, wait a minute. No. Everybody wanted him to make it through 17 games, and he made through 17 games. Now you're saying you need to scramble more. So you want him, let me get this straight, Marco.
But Eichenberg does his job, then maybe he doesn't have to scramble so much.
Hey, you want your quarterback to put himself in harm's way more.
Yeah, I do.
We're all dying just for you. You're dying for a Tua, like, 8-yard run.
Oh, that's all I need sometimes, though. That's really all I need. Remember when he ran over that one guy?
Yes.
Oh, that was fun.
And everybody went like this.
Yeah, I was very scared.
Although he kind of cheated. Like, he faked out on the...
On the fake slide? Yeah, I got to do what you got to do sometimes. But look, one of the things I was clamoring for was a little bit mobility from my QB1. The other thing I was clamoring for was a little bit of patience in regards to giving this guy all this money. I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback, but Leroy's trying to give this guy $50 million just for showing up.
Because if he has another year like you had this
year,
it's going to cost you six. But that's what...
If
you don't think he can play past this year, you're not paying him at all.
If.
Okay. Do you know that's how guys get paid, right?
Indeed. But Chris Greer says...
Let me ask you a question. You want another Christian Wilkins situation?
I don't.
That's why you pay guys early.
Hey, on the other side of it, what if, Marcos,
yeah,
you didn't pay him?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wins the Super Bowl.
Oh.
And then you have to pay him $70 million.
You think you'll command 70?
What about that?
I can't afford 70. I can do it. I'm willing. If he wins the Super Bowl.
So the whole point of paying him early is because you figure it's going to cost you more in the future.
Or.
Now, wait. So you're saying
70,
no matter what happens.
Cap keeps going up.
That Tua's not going to be able to make more than he's making right now.
No, if he has a successful season, obviously you gamble and you lose in that sense if you're the Dolphins.
Okay.
But if he wins a Super Bowl.
Apparently Tua should have just been 6'4 and go under 500 3 years, and then he's allowed to make $50 million a year.
Yeah.
Apparently Tua is supposed to have like the biggest blown playoff lead of all time to the Jacksonville Jaguars, get two coaches fired. But as long as he's 6'4 and has a hoose, then he's allowed to get $55 million a year.
Long hair, too.
Yeah, so question. Marcos,
yeah.
Would you rather have Herbert right now?
Herbert's a bum. Nobody wants that guy.
How about Trevor Lawrence?
I don't know. Harbaugh seems pretty happy.
Yeah, Harbaugh does seem happy.
How about Trevor Lawrence?
I don't know. Trevor Lawrence is pretty good. Had a good season last year.
Trevor Lawrence hasn't been as good as Herbert.
Yeah.
Although he did beat him in that game.
Yeah. Yes, true. But we can – hey –
We
can all agree on this. We blame the coach.
By the way, he also had his division taken by a rookie in 1 year.
Oh,
Trevor Lawrence.
Right, but that's my point. So those Herbert got what, $50 million a year?
I think he got more than that. Didn't he get 55?
More than that. Right. See.
Good playoff game.
So, your quarterback.
Yeah, it was a good first half. They were up 27-0, and they blew it.
Yeah, no picks though.
So your quarterback has had more success than him.
Yeah.
more wins than him, more passing yards. Now, I don't know about passing yards because he didn't play as much the first.
Because old Dink and Dump for 2 years was just handing the ball off.
Wait. And more wins.
Yeah. Does he have more wins?
Yes.
Probably.
And you were saying to me, right?
5 wins for the Chargers last year.
Ugh. That you're saying to me.
Yeah.
That your quarterback is still not worth the 55 or 50 plus million that was just
paid.
He doesn't
even want to pay him Daniel Jones money. You're just being a cheap bastard about this.
How much did Daniel Jones make? It was a lot, right?
Makes 40 million a year.
No, okay. I'll give to anywhere between 43 to 45 million right now. And that's a steal. For me, that's a steal. Because you're trying to give him 70. You just
Are you going to give him 160 guaranteed?
I'll give him 120 guaranteed.
What?
120.
What else you got in the mix bag? Give us one more.
Chris Greer.
Here's Chris Greer. The actual guy we want to hear about this, yeah, not you.
The one in charge says Tua contract talks are on hold.
Yeah, I think it's something when it happens. We've had communications with him, and I'll just leave those between the organization and his representation. And it's been good. So we'll just keep working towards it. Him and his agent are very understanding that this is now the draft. So he's letting us focus on that, and then we'll turn our attention to that after the draft finishes.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
I mean, I just want to be clear about him. I don't believe anything he said.
Oh, you don't? You believe Dealer Chris?
Do you want to know why?
Why is that?
Because Christian Wilkins is in Las Vegas, and I don't believe anything he says anymore.
And the door's still open for Xavier Howard.
He was saying this stuff on Javon Holland yesterday. I was like, it sounds like he's a goner.
Xavier Howard at the Improv yesterday.
Oh, was he?
Yet again.
You know, he mentioned in this press conference yesterday that long conversation he had with Xavier Howard, that Xavier Howard said never existed. Who do I believe?
You know what? I don't think X-Man is one for lying.
Hmm. All right. Take a break. Your Florida Panthers, they are set up for the postseason now. They have won the division. We'll get to a little cat talk coming up next.